Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
1:52 left in the ballgame. River Valley leading 43-41. It's Viroqua basketball after the timeout. The inbounder will be Elias Schwem. Schwem gives the ball a tap, fires it into the baseline area. Moyline, top of the circle. Schwem near side. River Valley right on her off the screen. Schwem shoots an 18-footer on the rim. No good. Gets her own miss in the corner. Saves it back to her teammate, Quackenbush, for Schneider. And she is going to be called. She'll be fouled. Foul there, it looks like. River Valley will be the guilty party. It's at number one, Karina Osborne. That's her second. 1:40 to go. River Valley by two. Viroqua looking to bring it in play. They'll do it to Schwem. Schwem out atop of the arc now, off the screen. Gets the pass to the right side. Moyline back to Schwem. Defense right on her. Pass to the baseline. Now here goes Quackenbush trying to throw it inside, and a foul called in River Valley. That'll be their sixth with a minute 27 to go. Foul marked on Heidi Hegland, which will be her third. Emma Moyline will inbound for Viroqua. 43-41, River Valley leading. 1:27 to go in the game. Ball comes into the corner. Hubach back around the right side. Schwem. Schwem driving to the baseline, nowhere to go. Gives it back now to Quackenbush. Pass goes to the right side. Viroqua threw it away. Picked off now by Blakely. A minute 13 to go. Kalia has it knocked out of bounds by Schwem. Got it off of Blakely, they say. It'll be Viroqua basketball at midcourt. That was a big defensive play by Schwem. Viroqua has it back, again attempting to tie this one up. They've not been used to trailing tonight. A minute 8 remaining off the screen. Schwem drives down deep. 3 from the wing. On the way. No good. Rebound by Hegland. Heidi brings it out. Knocked down by Schwem. Ball loose on the floor. Picked up by Viroqua in the backcourt. Quackenbush. 53 seconds to go. River Valley 43. Viroqua 41. It's been a while since Viroqua has scored in this one. Schwem top of the circle. 44 seconds from the wing. 3 on the way. No good. Rebound by River Valley. Blakely is fouled with 37 seconds to go. And River Valley will be shooting bonus for the first time this half. So the foul will be marked. It's on Emma Moyline. That's her second. Brooklyn Stokes returns for River Valley. Karina Osborne checks out. Kalia Blakely at the line, trying to end River Valley's free throw woes tonight. This would be a big place to get them up by two, and this is the front end of the bonus with 37 seconds. Blakely at the line, gets a couple of extra dribbles. There is the free throw. It is on the rim. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Viroqua, and a timeout taken by Coach Cena. Wow. Down the stretch in this one, both teams have struggled in various areas. River Valley would have a huge lead, even if they would have hit half of these free throws. Timeout on the floor. We'll be back with more in a moment. 34 seconds to go. 43 for River Valley, 41 for Viroqua here on WRCO Sports.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 11 Monday through Sunday with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Call ahead at 649-7469 for carryout from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
Well, the fans getting into it here at River Valley High School on a Monday night. A couple of teams that are improved this year, that's for sure. And Viroqua coming off a recent win against their rival West B. I would think it'd probably be equal, the win that River Valley had against Dodgeville. So lots of back and forth in this game. We have 34 seconds remaining. River Valley leading it by 3. River Valley on a 7-point run. Ball comes into Schwimm. And Schwimm takes it left side. Crosses the timeline off a screen. Thought about a three from the wing. We've got 25. Drives in the lane. Lost the handle and is fouled on the play by River Valley. So that'll put Schwimm at the line with 23 seconds to play. On the arm foul, they call that on Brooklyn Stokes, her first. Schwimm at the line, one of two tonight in the game. Takes a couple of dribbles. This one in the air, and that one is no good. Rebound Viroqua, up blocked on a putback. Myers got the block. It looked pretty clean. They're going to call a foul on Ella Myers. And that puts Viroqua back at the line with 21 seconds to play, and this will be for sure two because of the shooting foul. Myers, actually, that's her third. Free throw for Quackenbush. This one in the air, and that is good. She's 5 of 5 from the line, and Viroqua is within two. 43-42. They're within one now. 43-42 with 21 seconds to play. She can tie the score. Quackenbush at the line. Free throw is good. She tied the score. 43 apiece with 21 seconds to go. And River Valley will face a full court press coming down the stretch here in regulation. Here's Hegland bringing it in. Right side Woodhouse. Back to Hegland. Tied at 43. Are we looking at overtime? Across the timeline, timeout taken by Coach Woodhouse and River Valley. They'll have the ball at midcourt with 14 seconds to play in this one. My goodness, what a game. 28-22. Viroqua led at halftime. Their lead, I think the biggest was 9. Kind of looking back here. I know 8 for sure when it was 30-22, but River Valley just kept kind of staying in the background and were able to peck away at this one and eventually take the lead as they went on a 7-0 run. Two free throws with 21 seconds left by Kate Quackenbush. She's 6 of 6 from the free throw line tonight. River Valley will have the ball on the near side, and I'm thinking they might be going inside to Ella Myers. 12 points tonight, and she's had a dominant role on the inside. So we'll see what the Blackhawks set up for a play here, trying to take the lead. Otherwise, it's going to be way past my bedtime tonight. Timeout is ending. They've got one horn, and now this will be the second horn. So River Valley coming back to the floor. Viroqua will get set to D up. Both teams have committed enough fouls where it would be single bonus if there is a foul on the floor. Of course, on a shooting foul would be two free throws. Blackhawks come back with Osborne along with Woodhouse, DeVinny, Myers, and Stokes. Inbound, caught here by Woodhouse. Half court line, 12 seconds. Drives to the far side, drives all the way down deep. Got loose, throws it back to Stokes. Stokes, top of the key, 6. 5, over to the corner. Woodhouse from the corner throws it low, and the shot is going to be knocked down. We've got overtime. We've got overtime as Osborne didn't get a real good handle on a low pass, and Quackenbush got a hand on it, and we've got extra time tonight at River Valley. 43-43 going into the next frame. We'll be back with overtime coming up next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Cardinal Insulating Glass is proud to be a supporter of River Valley Sports. Cardinal IG is the premier insulating glass manufacturer in all of North America. The Cardinal IG plant in Spring Green has been in business in the area over the last 40-plus years. Cardinal IG is proud to be a part of the Spring Green community by providing a clean, safe, and desirable workplace for its team members, along with minimizing impact on our precious environment by producing energy-efficient windows for all.
Filney Flip Phone, sponsored by Wycanuck Wireless. Barneville 52, Lancaster 32, girls basketball final. River Ridge over Waseca Steuben, 73-44. A final in boys basketball, Lancaster 82, Boscobel 52. So 4 minutes on the clock in overtime, tied at 43. A couple of free throws by Kate Quackenbush, the reason that we are still playing. They'll jump center for the first time in a long time, first time in a couple of hours. Ball controlled by River Valley, down deep, Hegland shot away, good! That's the way you start overtime. Heidi Hegland puts it in, 45-43. Ball across the timeline for Viroqua. Moylene is fouled on the way through by Alexis DeVinny, I think, who just fouled out of the game. So, yep, Lexi DeVinny will leave with 3 points, leaves with 3:47 left in overtime. Ella Myers back in, and the free throw for Viroqua. Moylene at the line for the first time tonight. Free throw is good. That'll make it 45-44. One more for Moylene. This one in the air. That one is good. Viroqua hitting its free throws. 45 apiece here in overtime. And River Valley will put the ball in play. It's caught by Osborne on the near side. Farina brings it across the half-court line. Knocked down by Viroqua. It's loose on the floor. Fumble recovered by Myers. Flips it back door. Stokes cuts in and scores. Brooklyn Stokes on a loose ball. River Valley up by two, 47-45. Into the front court, Moylene. Back to Schwimm. Throws it left side. Caught by Hubach. Right side wide open. And scoring on the weak side is Emma Moylene. And it's 47 apiece. All of a sudden, both teams scoring. We didn't see a lot of scoring down the last couple of minutes of regulation. Woodhouse across the half-court line, 3:09 to play. Hegland high post, whips over to Stokes. Three on the way, no good. Myers trying to get the rebound. Hegland pulls it down. Heidi shot, no good, but a foul call. And she will go to the free throw line. 2:59 to play in the ball game. Foul is on number 21, Kate Quackenbush, and that will be her third. So Heidi Hegland at the line. She has 8 points tonight. Free throw is no good. River Valley's streak continues here from the free throw line. It kind of gets in your head lots of times, and good and bad free throw shooting. Second free throw in the air, and that is good. That's the first River Valley free throw they have made tonight. 48-47, River Valley by one. Viroqua ball along the near side. Moylene brings it back. Schwemm, top of the circle, moves left. Trying to get free, throws it off to the corner. Schwemm gets it back now, drives lane. Tough shot blocked by Myers. Ella Myers with a block. Outlet pass, Stokes. It's loose on the floor, knocked away. Hegland diving, can't get it. It is out of bounds and will belong to River Valley. So the Blackhawks will put it in play. Jamie Hegland, the athletic director on the far side, he's doing a little pacing. River Valley by one, 2:35 remaining in the ball game. Ball comes to Woodhouse, top of the circle. Now Hegland going back door, threw it high, and Woodhouse can't hang on. It'll belong to Viroqua. Into the game for the Viroqua Blackhawks, number 24, Sam Schneider. 2:27 to go in overtime, River Valley by one. Schwemm will walk it up across the timeline. Guarded by Stokes. River Valley's done a good job defensively. Woodhouse blocking. Now Schwemm shoots a three. It's short. Rebound, River Valley. Here comes Stokes out the half court. Viroqua falling back on defense. Stokes to the corner. Osborne, high post, Hegland. Ball knocked away and out of bounds by Viroqua. Hubach with a quick hands. It'll go back to River Valley on the end line. Leading by a point with 2 minutes and 4 seconds to go. Pass comes in play, caught by Stokes. Myers in the lane. Now back to the near side. Woodhouse just up from the baseline. Passes back, top of the circle. Osborne to Woodhouse. Now Osborne. Osborne looks, fires over to Stokes. Stokes with the basketball, pivots. Gives it back to the near side. And now it comes back to Osborne. River Valley works it. They've pulled it out a little bit. They've got a one-point lead with a minute 40. And Coach Woodhouse is asking him to move out and force him to foul. Ball goes back to the right side. Heglin on the right side, hold of the ball, taking some time off. A minute 30 on a drive. There's Heglin, knocked away by Baroqua, out of bounds and almost kept by the Blackhawks of Baroqua, but it's going to be River Valley ball. Good play by Emma Moylene. Could not keep her balance and stay in bounds. A minute 24, 48-47 River Valley here in overtime. Pass comes to the half-court line. Woodhouse moves, trying to get free. Woodhouse flips it to the baseline and Stokes, and a timeout is taken by River Valley. A minute 13. River Valley leading here in the extra frame, 48-47. Area girls basketball bonus coverage tonight from WRCO Sports.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Thanks to our sponsors of Area Sports. We're just getting started. Lots of stuff going on this week with boys basketball tomorrow night, girls basketball Thursday and Friday, and wrestling tournament coverage on Saturday as well. It's a busy sports week. Everybody kind of getting in things, kind of cramming before the holidays. And that is a busy schedule, weather permitting. Thursday sounds like maybe the most iffy in our schedule. Horn sounds with a minute 13 to go in overtime. River Valley with the basketball, leading 48-47. Mackenzie Woodhouse will put it in play for the Blackhawks of River Valley underneath of River Valley's hoop. And awaiting the inbound, the pass comes in. It's caught now by Stokes. Blackhawks of River Valley have taken some time off the clock here in overtime. Ball left side for Woodhouse. Woodhouse holds the ball, makes the defense come out and play her. Back to Heglin. Now back to Woodhouse. Almost knocked away by Schwemm. Woodhouse drives it right way, and Schwemm is going to reach in and commit a foul. That'll put River Valley at the line with 55 seconds to play. For Schwemm, that is foul number 3. And River Valley goes to the line, leading by 1 point. Going to the line will be Mackenzie Woodhouse. She has a total of 9 points this evening. We'll get a front end of the bonus right now. This one in the air, and that one is on the rim. No good. Rebound by Barone. Oh, nice job taking it away as Osborne. River Valley keeps it with 50 seconds remaining. That was huge. Left side ball is knocked away, but a foul called. And that'll be on Schwemm again, and she has 4 fouls now. 47 seconds to go. That'll put River Valley back at the free throw line. Brooklyn Stokes will take aim. River Valley trying to get something going here from the line tonight. It's been a big Achilles heel. This one is no good. She'll get one more. River Valley up by a point here in overtime. The other thing, Baroqua just couldn't secure the rebound, or they would have had the ball back previously. Now let's see what Brooklyn can do on throw number 2. It's in the air, and it is good. Stokes drops it in. River Valley leads by 2. Timeout taken by Baroqua coach Cena. 49-47. River Valley in overtime with 46 seconds to go. That could be an eternity. River Valley will be back on defense, but Baroqua will have to bring it length of the floor. And a couple of teams obviously pretty well matched here tonight. River Valley's defense has not allowed a lot of looks since early on. Baroqua had that lead of 6 points at halftime, and Schwemm had 13 points at halftime. They've done a little bit better job on her in the second half. Looks like a total of 22 for the game. So the teams continuing to huddle up here. Overtime at River Valley this evening. And River Valley trying to keep it at just 1 overtime. There's Eric Briel. He's past his bedtime tonight, that's for sure. He's got his slippers and his teddy bear with him standing at the door. And The horn will sound and they'll break it up now. River Valley back to the floor. We'll be on the defensive side. Viroqua on the offensive side. Four fouls on Swim. And she is coming out now. Originally sitting on the bench, but now she's back. They, I would think, would need her shooting ability and ball handling ability. And the inbounder is Quackenbush. Quackenbush looking to bring it in and does. Swim catches in the deep corner. Defended by Woodhouse. Brings it across the timeline. Drives to the far end. Behind the back dribble. Backs off. Three for the lead. It is short. Rebound Ella Myers with 36 seconds. Back to Osborne. Osborne at midcourt. Osborne right side. Stops and a foul called on Hubach with 29 seconds to play. River Valley by two. Going to try to get it up here and maybe make it a two-possession game. Osborne at the line for the first time tonight for River Valley. We'll get the ball and free throw number one. This is a double bonus, isn't it? Free throw is good. River Valley leads by three now with 29 seconds to play, 59-47. Fouls on Hubach, which is her first. Ella Myers checks out, and Kalia Blakely is in for the Blackhawks. Second free throw now for Osborne. Gets the ball from the official. A couple of dribbles. Free throw in the air. Good. And River Valley will lead by four. 51-47. 28 seconds. Swim across the timeline. Drives. Dishes. Near side. Viroqua trying to get it back to Swim from the corner. River Valley right on her. Ball goes back to Quackenbush and a timeout taken by Coach Cena with 18.5 seconds remaining. River Valley leading by 4 points at 51-47. Area girls basketball tonight from WRCO Sports.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Welcome back to River Valley High School here on WRCO Radio. A long game tonight. Certainly has had some excitement. And back to the filmy flip phone, Barneveld. Getting the win against Lancaster girls basketball tonight, 52-32. River Ridge 73, Wazika Steuben 44. Filmy flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Hooking you up with all kinds of great plans for the new year. River Valley leading by four here in the extra frame. The inbounder is Kate Quackenbush for Viroqua. Brings it into Schwem, 17 seconds. Elias Schwem brings it right side off a screen, knocked away by Osborne, and a foul called on River Valley. That will put Viroqua at the free throw line. That maybe not what was in the plan there for River Valley. That will put Schwem at the line with the clock not running and 13 seconds remaining. Osborne's third foul. Schwem tonight, 1-for-3 from the stripe. Free throw is in the air, and that is good. That'll make it a 51-48 game. This with 13 seconds to play. Myers returns for River Valley. Second free throw now for Schwem. Bends of the knees, free throw is good. She makes them both. 2-point game, 51-49. River Valley with the ball and the backcourt. They are fouled by the Blackhawks. And that'll make Viroqua, or we'll put River Valley at the line at the other end. Double bonus now with 11 seconds remaining. River Valley up by two. Mackenzie Woodhouse at the free throw line for the Blackhawks. So one free throw certainly would help the cause. Two would be dandy for River Valley. And Woodhouse will be guaranteed two shots. This one in the air, and that one is no good. She'll get one more and give her team a three-point lead. First overtime waning here, 11-3 on the clock. Woodhouse bends to the knees. Free throw is in the air. Good. Three-point game. Woodhouse makes the free throw. Viroqua brings it in, whips it up toward the half-court line, caught by Schneider. Schneider drives in, goes in, shot blocked by Myers, out of bounds with 8 seconds remaining. Ella Myers comes through with a huge block. 52-49, a three-pointer separating these two teams. Here comes the look by Viroqua. 8 seconds. Here it's caught, top of the key, left side swim. Moves in for a two. On the way, it is good with 2.3 seconds, and Viroqua can't get a timeout. That'll do it. Viroqua went for a two. Schwem makes it, and that will do it. This one belongs to River Valley. A crazy game tonight. 52-51, River Valley in overtime at Area Girls Basketball. What a way to kick off a sports week on WRCO. The postgame show is next, sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating here on WRCO Radio Sports.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Your Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. Got to go with River Valley making a couple of free throws from Karina Osborne. River Valley had struggled mightily at the free throw line, but they make a couple in the end with a total of 29 seconds remaining in this ball game to get the lead and make it a final of 52-51 after a two-pointer by Schwem. They needed a three, and she was defended heavily outside the arc, drove inside that, took a two. I think they were hoping to maybe get fouled or get a timeout after the basket went through, but it went through with less than a second left, and the clock ran down on Viroqua, and River Valley hangs on for the victory. So River Valley finally making a free throw or two at the end of the ball game is your turning point here, your Duncan Rewards turning point, sponsored by Duncan in Richland Center here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Tis the season for treating with Dunkin', and nothing brings instant holiday cheer like a dozen Dunkin' Donuts. Whether it's a work party, family gathering, or holiday brunch, it's the gift that makes everyone on your list happy. Want to give donuts or coffee for later? Pick up a Dunkin' gift card. For a limited time, get a $5 gift certificate when you buy $25 or more in Dunkin' gift cards. Gift card promotion available at T-Mart franchise Dunkin' locations only. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Ring in 2025 with WRCO's Triviathon. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for the Triviathon fun game competition between 6 and midnight New Year's Eve. Now, if you'd like to be a part of it, give us a call at WRCO at 608-647-2111, and you'll be ready to play Triviathon. If you'd like to just play along at home, that's great, too. Triviathon is sponsored by Osborne Stump Removal, the House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, USA Mortgage, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Larson Collision and Paint, Osborne Stump Removal, Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Computer Doctors, Cardinal Glass CG, and Town and Country TV and Appliance. Join us for Triviathon New Year's Eve between 6 and midnight on WRCO.
WRCO. 52-51, the final tonight at River Valley High School. The Blackhawks hang on to even the record at 4-4. They're led in scoring by Brooklyn Stokes with 14, also 12 by Ella Myers, and Ella had some amazing defensive plays in there along with several block shots. 9 points for Heidi Hegland. Also getting three was Lexi DeVinny, and two for Karina Osborne. Viroqua led by freshman Alaya Schwem with 25 points. 9 for Emma Moyline, 6 each for Sitara Gald and Kate Quackenbush, and 4 for Sam Schneider. It should be noted that Kate Quackenbush hit those free throws down at the very end with just 21 seconds left to tie the game up, so real pressure free throws there. Viroqua much better at the line than River Valley. 12 of 15 from the stripe. River Valley 5 for 22. In fact, did not hit a free throw until late in the regulation here tonight. And River Valley scores enough in the end to get the win, outscoring their opponent 9-8 in the extra frame to win it 52-51. Viroqua falls to 3-4. River Valley is now 4-4. River Valley scheduled to host Ithaca on Thursday night. And for Viroqua, they will be hosting Mauston. And that is coming up tomorrow night. So these girls won't have a long time to rest before they have another game tomorrow evening. Tonight's game engineered by Tim Feed. Thanks for joining us for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating post-game show. Again, the final. River Valley hangs on for a 52-51 overtime victory. You've been listening to Area Girls Basketball from WRCO Sports.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Mom. There's nothing quite like Christmas in the country. A simple joy, a family by the fire, and carols ringing out across the valley. The neighbors that make up the village choir. The joy of Christmas in the country. The love and warmth and gentle memories. And knowing that the simple old love story is waiting in country just for me. Smell the fudge and apples from the kitchen. The bubbled lights that flicker on the tree. The whispered sounds and secrets from the children, embrace and call back home the likes of me. The laughter stops as Dad picks up the Bible. It falls from habit, open to Luke chapter 2. None of us will ever tire of hearing. Children, here is how God came to you.
There were in that same country shepherds watching the flocks at night upon a lonely hill. And with his well-worn voice he tells the story of how God loved us once and loves us still. Oh, the joy of Christmas in the country. The love and warmth and gentle memories. And knowing that the simple old love story is waiting in the country just for me. It's waiting in the country just for me.
Catch my breath.
Boss man keeps on nagging, keeps my hind end dragging. I could wake up dead if I don't clear my head.
Gotta have some tractor time, little break from the daily grind. Drop that bush hog down, go round and round. Get the whole world off my mind. Reset my sanity, back 40 therapy. Where the weeds get high, so can I, when I let myself unwind. Hitting
lights on. And it's overcast, gloomy and gray. Days are getting shorter, nights are getting colder. Summertime is gone, but that don't mean it's over. I got a dime to a cooler, it's styrofoam, and it's loaded with limes and cold Coronas. I'm pulling my truck toward Pensacola, but before I go, I had the phone you say, hey, sugar shotgun's where I want you, with a not much more than your sunscreen on you, this sweet little piece of beach with our name on it. It's a dog. Summer wonderland, I'm gonna make snow angels in a soft white sand. I got a dime store cooler, it's styrofoam, and it's loaded with limes and cold Coronas. I'm pouring my truck to a Pensacola, but before I go, I have the phone you say, hey, shoot me shotguns where I want you, with a not much more then your sunscreen on you, this sweet little piece of beach with our name on it. Styrofoam, and it's loaded with limes and cold Coronas. I'm pouring my truck to a Pensacola, but before I go, I had the phone and said, hey, sugar shotgun's where I want you, with a not much more than your sunscreen on you, this sweet little piece of beach with our name on it.
Outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop
so
in.
Nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
What's your
and father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really I'd better
beautiful,
scurry.
Please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink.
Put oh. some records on while I
the
pour.
Neighbors might
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
Cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break this spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no.
Mind
no,
if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Well, baby, don't hold out. Baby,
but it's cold outside.
Maybe it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
Maybe it's cold. cold outside.
The welcome has
how
been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at the storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look
my
delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon the tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
Gotta get home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my
but
hands.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you've got pneumonia and die,
I really can't stay.
Get over that old doubt.
Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
That? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. That's right, now's your last chance to trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts, only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
At the Creative Outlet, we carry handmade gifts made by many of your local friends and neighbors.
Hi, it's Carl, wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Here's to good times, great company, and safe travels from all of us here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists.
Attention veterans, active service duty members, and eligible spouses. Did you know you could own a home with no down payment? VA loans, backed by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, are a powerful benefit designed just for you. With no private mortgage insurance and competitive interest rates, a VA loan can help you achieve your home ownership dreams. Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 738-8765 to see if you qualify. We're honored to serve those who have served us. The Schultz Mortgage Team. Helping heroes find their way home.
This Christmas Day, join the Woods Bar and Grill in Lone Rock for a free Christmas dinner from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy a delicious meal with ham, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, baby carrots, a dinner roll, and dessert, all at no cost to you. Delivery is available within 2 miles. Just call 608-583-2625 to schedule. Be sure to place your order by Wednesday, December 18th. A big thank you to the Woods Bar and Grill and Royal Bank for making this special meal possible. Celebrate Christmas with good food and good company at the Woods Bar and Grill in Lone Rock. Bindle Tire and Auto sends warm holiday wishes to their incredible customers. Thank you for making this year a success. Here's to a joyful holiday season and a fantastic new year.
As the year ends, Prem Meats expresses their gratitude for the continued support, wishing all of their customers a magical Christmas and a bright new year.
I'm
smile as I kiss them. 'Cause under that tree are surprises that they're not expecting to see. We're just hours away from their giggles and screams, the answers to all things.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Cloudy, breezy, and falling below freezing temperatures tonight with a low of 27. Winds will be west 10 to 20. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, blustery and cooler. Snow starting after 2 p.m., high 35, winds 5 to 15. Light snow likely tomorrow night, up to an inch or so possible with a low of 25.